want to go over on Pond Creek, go over on Pond Creek fishing. And maybe sometimes Dad'd say, well, we'll stop and fish a little while on Lofton Branch. Maybe we'll catch a lot of perch, you know. A lot of times we would, because all them streams are all full of fish them days. No object to go up and catch a mess of fish or kill a mess of game. Lofton's Branch. Yes, sir, I can take you up there and show you that little old creek. I expect you'd call it a little creek.
I don't know what I'd call it. Called it
Lofton's creek. Branch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have boats on these ponds and tanks and creeks?
No. No boats. My father was a great hand to man to fish, but he never fished with a boat. He didn't. In fact, I guess after my older brothers got to be grown, maybe they would build, maybe go to work and get them some old boards or something and build them an old boat. I guess we've had boats, but we'd leave it on the river, and the first flood, first high water come along, we'd lose it. And I think they used to use it, maybe set trot lines and do that kind, you know, and maybe go down and play around with it and swim and jump off of it. But it was just some old hull that they just got some old scraps and built it themselves. But my father, all the fishing that he'd done, and he'd done a lot of it whenever he had an opportunity or time, he was just a pole and line fisherman and a good one.
What did he use for bait?
Well, use these big old grub worms and them big old angle worms and big old fish worms. Call them fish worms or angle worms. Big old red long things. You don't get them. Gosh, I've seen them up there that long. Bigger than that lead pencil. Get them in the spring of the year and they're good catfish bait. And anything. My father would say, long right in the spring, he'd say, well, if I had something to bait some hooks, I'd go set some hooks. Well, I'd say, well, what do you want? Well, anything. Go out and shoot me a rabbit. Okay. There was no trick to go and kick a rabbit out, you know. Go out and kill him a rabbit, and he'd just take the old rabbit and go to the river and use all parts of it, everything. By golly. And catch fish, merciful heavens. Sure get them. He'd catch fish up there in early in the spring of the year, and my goodness, so they'd almost be thin ice on the water, but he'd get them. Sure, he was a good fisherman. He didn't make a difference to him. Mm-hmm. And then if in his latter years, we got to using incubators and things like that, he'd come out there, and if it was that time of the year, maybe we'd have a bunch of eggs, you know, that didn't hatch. Had the little chickens in them, but they didn't hatch. Die in the shell. Oh, boy. Them was fish baits. That's just what he wanted.
Oh.
What a fish bait they made, you know, them eggs that didn't hatch. Oh, he'd take a bunch of them, go to the river and set a bunch of hooks, and boy, so get the catfish.
Did he ever use little minnows?
He never. I can't ever remember my father ever fishing with minnows. And I'd rather have minnows than anything in the world. I like to fish, but I'm a minnow fisher. I love to use minnows.
I'd let them swim around and
you bet you, let them work. That's right. And my neighbor boys and me, we used to go out and work all afternoon, by golly, maybe on Saturday. Maybe we'd take off and work all afternoon trying to get a bunch of bait, and it was quite a night of them back a few years ago. And we'd worked until we'd all nearly be played out, dragging all these little old ponds and creeks and branches and everything, and getting these little old perch, and then go up the river and string a lot of trot lines and stay with them all night,